The list can be 30 deep on the sign-in sheet, and no one said a word or reached below the surface. And sometimes I almost regret telling the absolute truth, because poetry venues can be just as vindictive as the place you learn to sing hymns and regurgitate Bible verses. Regardless of first to third place, every time you step to the stage, people have a tendency to judge you if you're in a slam or not. And it's overwhelming trying to figure out the real reason people come to listen when sex seems to dominate most people's 3 minute span of attention. More often I find myself disconnected, waking up in a sweat, wondering if what I'm doing at these open mics is even making a difference. Then my nightly premonition visits. Even in destiny there are different paths to choose. With my suitcase and my pen, I committed to the decision that this is the road I travel. Success or obstacles, my home is the stage and the microphone. With every single word, I cast energy into the universe, helping to make changes to the world I pray would occur before my great-grandchildren are born. This is what I do with my life. Each night I attach recording devices to my dreams, or I'll remember to write down the messages God sent in the morning. Even in death, with her permission, I'll promote shows and run poetry venues in heaven. And as I am reflection, this position will just be an extension of my worldly missions. So don't you dare mistake my stage presence for any acting some of these poets practice. I have never performed a piece. Each time I read, I'm reliving every single memory. Some of the most beautiful times is when my voice cracks, I'm pulling out the raw emotion, or when my vision is so blurred from the tears I couldn't even read the lines. The stage is just a place where I center the energy and watch the spirits of our ancestry rise between each seat to guide me through each piece to read. When we're scanning the audience, God is telling us which person to speak directly to. Don't look away when we find you. Spirits are writing scriptures for us to deliver, but demons will carry erasures to try to trick you into believing it's not important what you're witnessing. My writing comes from the war cries of babies lost in abortions. I write for everyone who looks at me cross-eyed when I talk about the return of the revolution. Too busy sighing and dismissing it to listen that the solution to our progress is our mindset. I write for every poet and consumer that can't stand whack promoters and restaurant owners who pimp poets to fill their venues once a week but cringe or leave the room when we read. So I apologize, Mr. Baldwin. Poets have too much responsibility to make peace with mediocrity. I currently live in a neighborhood where people die daily from treating HIV like a common STD, and nightly gunshots are the background music for quality time with my family. So if burning someone's ears off means the truth makes them nervous, then it was at birth when I found my service. My very existence is controversial. There are no family trees for me to trace my roots back to. This is about way more than revenge, slam scores, or CD tours. It's about how people feel when they're going home. Even from this far away, I watch the tears fall from your face during certain pieces, and I'm torn between running from the stage to embrace you or finishing the scripture, because I know I say what's broke when I deliver. Some say depression is dramatic or exaggerated, and I say mine hasn't been cured since my first trip in the third grade. And since then, I realized that when I lost every single family member, the best advice I'd ever received is destroy everything before rebuilding, especially in your writing. When you're connected to every single message, you can feel it from the person that's seen you perform a million times before, but tonight was the first time they heard what you were telling them. Or that person that left the lit cigarette in Corona and emerged from that dark corner to tell you you helped him leave his abusive lover. When your God speaks to your pen and guides each sentence to inspire every single person around the world to start writing the absolute truth, it will be then that you remember what I'm about to tell you. You will know that this is only the beginning.